AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officers who protected the Capitol during the January riot are giving emotional and sometimes angry testimony to a panel investigating the riot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone described being tased and beaten unconscious.
As I heard chants of kill him with his own gun.
For Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, it was the thought that he'd die during hand-to-hand combat.
It's like something from a medieval battle.
Both men blasted Republicans whom they say have downplayed the riot and resisted hearings.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A federal official tells the AP the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to recommend even vaccinated people wear masks indoors in parts of the country with rising coronavirus rates. Several local communities are reimposing mask mandates. Simone Biles says it was stress that led her to withdraw from the team competition at the Tokyo Olympics.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves.
The Russian Olympic Committee gymnastics team won gold. Biles says she will regroup tomorrow before deciding whether to continue. Robert Aaron Long, the man accused of killing 8 people, most of them women of Asian descent, at Atlanta area massage businesses, pleaded guilty to 4 of the murders. He received 4 life sentences. The military is launching additional airstrikes in support of Afghan government forces in their fight against the Taliban. This is AP News. Home prices hit the highest point in 17 years.
A surging demand for housing pushed home prices in May up 17% from a year earlier, the biggest increase since August 2004. That follows a 15% increase in April. The supply of homes has been limited, with many Americans reluctant to put their properties on the market. The hottest markets in May were Phoenix, where prices surged nearly 26% from 12 months earlier, San Diego up almost 25%, and Seattle up 23% from last year. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A new study says for the first time in nearly 2 decades, only half of U.S. households donated to a charity. Donations to charitable causes are reaching record highs, but the giving is done by a smaller and smaller slice of the population. Experts say it could come in part because of people staying away from places of worship during the pandemic. Ed Donahue, AP News.